Hey, Leo here for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how no serious growth is possible without training. If you don't have discipline, you don't deserve to dream. A quote from Unknown. If you're not going to train, you can kiss all your dreams goodbye. The biggest reason that people don't grow and they don't self-actualize is simply that they don't train. It's that simple. Training is required for success in any area of life. It doesn't matter what the area is. Business, career, public speaking, relationships, sexuality, dating, health, being good at computers, socialization, sports, art, crafts, personal development, spirituality and consciousness, happiness, and even morality and being a good human being. All of these things require enormous practice and training over and over and over again to develop proficiency. Are you not happy with the results you've gotten so far in your life? Are you not happy with the results you get from watching this content and doing self-actualization, or from your meditation practices, or from your spirituality? I can almost guarantee you that it's because you're not training nearly enough. What is training? Training is very simple. It's the consistent, daily, focused practice into some field of life. It's when you set aside 30 minutes of your day, or maybe 5 hours of your day, however much time you want to allot here, and you run drills, specific drills that you design to improve and to practice some aspect of the thing that you're trying to master. So whether it's an art, or playing the guitar, or working on your taxes, or whatever, you know, whatever you're trying to get good at, you can design drills to isolation train those particular things. And training involves isolating elements of your practice. Even if you're just focusing on the guitar, okay, you're sort of focusing on the guitar, but then there's different chords you want to play. Then maybe you can practice the different fingering, and then you can try drills for getting faster at your fingering. And then, more and more and more little techniques like that, which together when added up, create the excellence of playing the guitar. Or if you're learning public speaking, then you can come up with drills to specifically practice different elements of your public speaking. Like if you want to practice speaking with a loud voice, then you can set aside 5 minutes to drill loud speaking, to project your voice. You can set up specific drills for how to breathe so that you're pausing in the right times and breathing as you're speaking so you're not running out of breath. That's important. And then, of course, you can practice speaking very loudly and then speaking very softly and trying to get that dynamic range in your speaking. You see? And this applies to any area of your life, including your spiritual work and including the self-actualization. Training also means using theory to fine-tune your practice. Training is primarily practice-based. You're actually doing something. But theory is still important because the theory tells you what you should be doing and how to do what you should be doing properly or how to do it better. So in that sense, it's important. That's what training is. It's not a complicated subject. This isn't rocket science here, but it does require actually doing it and not just thinking about it or talking about it. What isn't training? This is also important to consider. Training is not reading books, watching videos, talking about or thinking about or planning to train. That's not training. Training is when you're actually doing the practice. And very importantly, what training is not, is it is not doing routine work. So you might think like, well, I work at a job, at a computer somewhere, and therefore I'm training to get good at the computer. No, not necessarily. It depends. Different kinds of work are different. Some kinds of work really do involve you training. If you're at a company, like a startup company, where it's just you and a couple of other people, and you guys have a big project you're working on, and you have to be learning all this new stuff, let's say you're a computer programmer, you have to be learning all these new computer languages and all these new techniques as you're trying to come up with your, meet your deadlines, that probably does involve quite a bit of training. But at a lot of jobs, including a lot of computer jobs, all you're really doing is you're sitting there and you're doing the same thing over and over again. Stuff you've done for years. You know how to do it by now. And you're just doing it over and over again to get stuff accomplished. That's the majority of work that human beings do. And that's not training. Because you're not pushing yourself to learn anything new. You're just redoing the same old stuff that you already learned. So this is all quite obvious and simple stuff, but the trick is actually doing it. It's hard to actually do this consistently. And what's really tricky is getting yourself to do it when you're not required to do it by some external authority, like your boss or your school or your professor or something like that. Let me ask you this. When was the last time that you consciously trained anything? Think back. And we're going to exclude here any externally enforced training protocols that were put upon you from an external authority. So if your boss forced you to go to some training seminar, exclude that. Exclude school. Exclude college. That doesn't count because there you're sort of in a system which gets you to train. So excluding all external systems, when was the last time that you, by yourself, of your own initiative, using your own self-discipline, actually consistently trained anything in your life? Was it a year ago? 5 years ago? 10 years ago? 20 years ago? Can you see the problem here? For many people, it'll be years since they actually trained anything. And by training here, I mean you actually set aside a deliberate time window in your schedule where you say to yourself, I'm going to train for 30 minutes today, my speaking skills, for example. And then you do that tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and you keep that up. You don't just do it once or twice. When was the last time you've done that? See, that's the problem. That's why you're not getting the results you want. Once you become an adult, once you finish school and university, don't expect anyone to train you. This is a problem. Because when we're in school and in university, we get so reliant on sucking from the tit of the university system or the school system that we just expect training to come to us. And in school and in university, it's rather effortless. You just have to go to the classes and you get trained, and it works to some extent. There's problems with it, but it works. People learn math and reading and writing and history and whatever else they need to learn. But then what happens after you get out of school? See, you have no training muscles built up. You don't know how to train yourself. And so for most of the rest of your life, like most people, you don't train anything. And then you wonder why you don't get the results that you expect or that you see some of the excellent people out there getting. Here's why people rarely train. It's not easy. Firstly, training requires great vision. Because training is challenging and it's difficult, you're not going to do it unless you're a visionary. Very basic point. But how can you train towards anything unless you have a vision first, a very compelling, juicy vision of why you're training, why the training is necessary, what it's going to do for your life? You need that vision. And I really call that life purpose. And that's why I'm very big on life purpose. I have my life purpose course that I like to plug for this very reason. Because without a vision, nothing else can happen. And how to create the right vision for you, that's a very personal matter. But also there are a lot of very important principles involved. It's a pretty deep topic, which is why I created a very long 25-hour course about it. So go check that out. But if you already did check it out and you already have your purpose set and you have that great vision, now you are in a great position to really get the results. But still, it's going to be hard. It's going to be also hard because even after you got the great vision, now what is required is enormous self-discipline. You have to train yourself to be a self-motivated human being. That's rare. Most people are motivated only by external circumstances, by pain, by suffering, by necessity. They will only do stuff when they are backed into a corner. That doesn't fly with training. Because training is not necessary. These days, our lives are so easy. If you're living in a first world country, your life is pretty much so easy that you can just go to your 9-to-5 job, earn a paycheck, come home, and then do nothing all day. And then that could be your entire life. And you can just coast like that. And once you finish school and university, you can find a nice little comfy job for yourself and just coast without learning anything about your job anymore. You can find those jobs. And see, that requires no self-discipline. That requires no intrinsic motivation. But it doesn't get you a great kind of life. It gets you just a very mediocre, very basic, vanilla kind of life. There are no external support structures when you're training. No one is really forcing you. You have to do it on your own. Like if you want to train yourself to become good at the guitar, who's going to force you? Nobody is. Your parents aren't going to. Your friends aren't going to. Your boss doesn't care. It's only you. Only if you care enough will it happen. Same thing with your spirituality or with enlightenment or with meditation. Your friends aren't going to care. In fact, they're going to actively discourage you. Which will lead to another reason why why training is so challenging is because it requires enormous focus. You have to really focus on not multitasking, but single tasking that one drill over and over and over again, avoiding all the distractions of society, of your friends, of your family, of all the entertainment that's out there, all the easy stuff that's very easy to get distracted by. All the computer stuff, all the internet stuff, all the smartphone stuff that you've got going on. Also, training is difficult because training is repetitive and boring. At least it is when you first start. The first few years of getting your training habit going, it's going to seem very monotonous, and it's going to seem like you're losing out on all the joys of going out there partying with your friends and watching TV and playing video games and doing alcohol and weed and whatever. See, you're going to feel like you're missing out on that stuff, and training by comparison is going to seem so boring. But that is because you need to develop a taste for training, which you develop only by doing lots of training. The other reason why people rarely train is because it involves emotional labor. It's difficult. You have to actually struggle. Struggling makes you learn. And the whole learning process is much more challenging than just sitting back and watching some Netflix after work. Training is exhausting. It can be physically exhausting, depending on what you're training. It can also be mentally exhausting, and probably both, which is hard to do, especially after you've done a whole day of work. Like if you have a your basic 9-to-5 job, and then you want to train something on the side, that's really challenging because you just got energy problems. Depending on your diet and your exercise and so forth, you just might not have the energy to do it. The other reason people rarely train is because society and marketing discourages training and effort. Our entire economy is built on the premise that everybody can offer you a quick fix solution which requires no emotional labor or effort or training on your part to get what you want. So it's like, do you want to do your taxes? Well, just go hire a tax guy and he will do your taxes for $200 for you and you don't have to learn anything about taxes. No training required. Or it's like, you want to lose some weight? Well, don't learn and train yourself at the gym. Like, heaven forbid you would do that. No, instead you just go and you pay a couple $1,000s to get some liposuction or whatever. And now you're at the right weight that you like. But what, for only a couple of months until you gain it all back, and then you look worse than ever. See? So our whole marketing system, our whole society just discourages people from training. It's really the sort of decadence. We're living in this decadent era, which reminds me of the era before the fall of the Roman Empire, where it was just too much decadence. The whole Roman work ethic and many of the Roman values that the Roman Empire was built upon were sort of eroded by the success of those very values. You see, it undermined itself. And that's what success tends to do. You get successful and then you get complacent and lazy and then you lose all your success as a result. Training, of course, means less fun, less sex, and less drugs, which is why, another reason why people fail to train. Because, of course, you want to maximize your fun, you want to maximize your sex, you want to maximize your alcohol consumption and your partying and that sort of stuff. And like I said already, training is an acquired taste. It requires a certain maturity to want to train, to see why training is important, and what are the long-term payoffs that it can have on your life. That requires a sort of mature mind that many people don't have these days. So, how do you get started training? Well, like we already said, the first thing you need is a vision. No vision, no training. What can you possibly train without a vision? What are you training for? How are you going to endure the emotional labor and the monotony and all the opportunity costs that come with that unless you really have a compelling reason for why you're doing it? So first, what you need is you need to clearly decide on what you want from your life. Be very specific about it. Understand what you need to train and why you're training it. And if you want to know how to do that, well, check out my life purpose course. That's what that is all about. Once you've got that down, then you need to ask yourself, okay, so what skills do I need to fulfill my purpose? And then you break down the skills. Like, maybe you need some public speaking skills. Maybe you need some computer skills. Maybe you need some foreign language skills. Maybe you need some meditation skills. And that is your first step there, is to break that down. And then after that, you need to create drills for each of these. So you can go by and read some books about what are the best meditation techniques? What are the best techniques or drills for public speaking? What are the best ways to learn a foreign language? And so on. And then you need to actually set aside time every day in your schedule to actually practice these drills and do it consistently, not just once or twice. And as you do it consistently, you build up momentum. And this momentum builds up not over a course of a week or a month. This momentum builds up over the course of years. If you're talking about training, really you're talking about years of training. Months of training is too little to accomplish anything significant. You're talking about years of training. So you got to be mentally prepared for that and then plan for it accordingly. And then as you do that, you need to also develop a taste for the the training process. Cultivating that taste. The first few years of doing it, you're not going to have the taste. It's going to take time for you to really develop that, especially if you've been out of it for a long time and you haven't trained anything for years and maybe decades. And that's it. That's the basic process. This isn't rocket science, but if you want results, this is what you got to do. Now, I want to end by talking about the story of Demosthenes. Demosthenes was a Greek statesman and orator from ancient Athens. He was considered one of the greatest orators of all time, especially in the ancient times. His dates were 384 to 322 BC. But Demosthenes wasn't born this way. He wasn't born a great orator. In fact, as a young child, he had great difficulty speaking. And you know, in the Athenian times, people would go to the forum and they would speak and they would have public debates and discussions. So oratory was a very important skill, much more important than it is for most people today. Today, we just type little YouTube comments or post trolls on the internet, stuff like that, trolling comments, which was very different from the ancient times. So as a child, he actually had a lisp and he had a weak voice. And he used to talk in these long, rambling sentences that were ungrammatical and made no sense and just confused the hell out of people. So people were very put off by his speeches. And in fact, they made fun of him for his lisp. So he was very discouraged by this, but he wanted to really become a great orator. That was his life purpose. So what did he do? When he was an adolescent, he actually built for himself an underground room where he went to work, where he would study the speeches of the greatest orators of his time. But not only did he do that studying, he would also go outside. He would go to the seashore, and there alone, outside the city of Athens, he would practice by the seashore. And he would drill himself on all the facets of oratory that he needed to master. First, he would pick up pebbles from the beach and stuff his mouth full of these pebbles. So that his mouth was full, and now he has these pebbles and he doesn't know how to talk with these pebbles in his mouth. But this forced him to articulate his speeches. So he would articulate every syllable, every single word, such that he could even talk with pebbles in his mouth. Next, what he would do is he would run along the seashore and recite verses from the greatest speeches so that he could speak while running, so that he would increase his lung capacity, his breath, and get that endurance. And lastly, he would come really close to the cliffs where the ocean waves were crashing into the cliffs with these loud roaring sounds. And he would speak and deliver his speech to no one, just to the ocean, so that he would speak over the waves. So he would develop that carrying capacity of his voice. And through this process, he became the greatest orator of the ancient times. I tell you this story because this, in a nutshell, is what you have to do to get the kind of results that we're talking about here with self-actualization. This is your process. Except, of course, your details will be a little bit different. It will depend on your particular life purpose, on your particular domain of mastery, what are you trying to master? But the process is basically the same. Now, don't mistake training for just being about some sort of shallow materialistic form of success. Certainly, training is important if you want materialistic success, but there's a deeper element to training which is even more important. Training develops character. That's why it's so important. Not because you want to go out there and chase money or cars or a great career. I mean, yeah, you can do that stuff. And to some degree, that's important. You need to have some degree of success in your life. But really what you're after is you're after the character that it develops. There's something about a human being who is self-made, who is able to come up with a vision of what they want to create and then have the mental resources to discipline him or herself to go out there and do it. That's a high quality human being. That's a human being you can depend on. That's a human being who can get stuff done in the world. That's a human being who doesn't whine and complain and play victim and make excuses and get into debates and arguments with people over silly philosophical or spiritual topics. No, this is the kind of human being who's very pragmatic, goes out there and does stuff, but at the same time has character. And when you take this process and you apply it to the most important thing in life, which is self-actualization itself and spiritual development, that's when you get the greatest synergy of all. For example, if you apply all this to your meditation practice or to your self-inquiry practice, that's going to grow you the most into the best and wisest human being you can be. If you haven't noticed, what's the one common element behind every great human being? Think of your favorite actors, your favorite celebrities, your favorite business people, your favorite artists, your favorite athletes. What's the one common thread? Training. Not just training, but training, 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 training. Training, training, training. They're massive trainers. That's really the only difference. And of course, they have the vision for why they should be training. So if you think you can go become like them just by training a lot, it's not going to happen unless you have the vision first. See, they were first extraordinary visionaries, which then allowed them to do the training, which then got them all the results that they got. Training is not optional for sages and self-actualizers. If you're young, you should be training nonstop. By young, I mean under 20 years old. Your whole life at this point, your whole adolescence, your teenage years should be all about training, not having fun and getting into relationships and doing drugs or anything, and none of that stuff. It should be nonstop training. But even after 20, you should still be focused on training, because a lot of people, they get out of school and university and then all their training stops. So really, lifelong training is what you're really shooting for. But for those who are young in the audience, make sure you don't waste your youth not training. That's going to be something you regret. The training you do when you're young builds your entire foundation. If you miss training when you're young, it's going to be very hard for you to really make something of yourself in the future, because you've already laid such a poor foundation for the rest of your life. So that's it. In a nutshell, let me just tell you that training is the cost of getting things your way in life. If you want things to go your way, bite the bullet and accept that you're going to have to train. And yeah, it's going to suck at first. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be emotionally difficult. You're going to want to quit. It's going to seem like it's no fun. It's going to seem like, man, why am I doing this? Why is this so challenging? How come I keep failing? Because you're going to keep backsliding. It's not just going to be smooth sailing after you make that decision. It's going to be a lot of backsliding and back and forth and mistakes and failures. But that's where your perseverance has to win out. Your vision has to support you throughout that whole process, which is why vision is perhaps the most important element to this whole puzzle. But you're just going to have to accept that training is the cost to get things the way you want. And if training seems painful and very bad, well, maybe it's just because you haven't found a vision compelling enough yet to overcome and make those costs worthwhile. All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Please remember to click the like button for me and come check out actualize.org, my website. I've got resources there for you, the Life Purpose Course, my book list, the blog, the forum, more stuff to come, and make sure you stick with me next week for more content.